Insider Edison. It's Tom Karen. How you doing, TC?
Good. How are you doing, boys?
Well, are you coming up this weekend? We're ready for you to sing a little karaoke.
We will be there. It's going to be Saturday night. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to get up there. We're all going, the whole family, but that got changed, so it's just going to be me.
Wow.
So
nice.
I expect the VIP section and back to have one seat in it. Nobody come bother me. Right?
Partay. Unbelievable.
You guys coming?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
We're ready.
So the important
question. All right, we're there. We're in. Let's go.
So what's your drink of choice if people want to buy you a beer? And I suspect there might be a few of those.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. It's a beautiful thing. But my other son actually made this New England Prep School All-Star soccer game, which is amazing and terrific for him. It's Saturday. It's Sunday morning at 9 a.m. back here in Massachusetts.
Just tell him it's soccer. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Wow. But, kidding. So we couldn't split things up, but I'm going to catch the band Saturday night, get the soccer game Sunday morning.
Oh, jeez.
So let's go easy on the no triple IPAs. Double IPAs. But I gotta, to answer the question, I've got to say Magic Hat. That's where my son works.
Yes, so there you go.
You're leaving at like 5:30 in the morning Sunday?
That is correct.
After a night at the Burger Bar.
It's snowing here. I want you to know that.
I know. How much did you guys get? Jack said you got a bunch of snow.
About 2 inches here, but other places got like 6 to 8.
Crap. Yeah, that's
too
nothing.
Early.
Yeah.
Well, that's another side of TC. You're driving home in a snowstorm at 5:30 in the morning all hungover. We would never know that on the TV.
See, trust me. All I ask is that the Vermont State Troopers sort of turn a blind eye on Sunday morning. That's all I ask.
TC, we'll get to baseball and some other assorted questions we got. Alex Cora reportedly doesn't win Manager of the Year. Bob Nightingale of USA Today reporting it's going to be Bob Melvin. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I think that's right. I really do. I've said that all along. Remember, it's regular season only. That's an important aspect to this because if you include playoffs, I think it's Cora without question. But obviously they give it a regular season only because not everybody makes the playoffs. Melvin got a team with zero expectations to the playoffs. Would they win 97 games?
Yeah.
I mean, Oakland wound up being a remarkable team. And frankly, out of the three listed, I would have Cora third based on the regular season because Kevin Cash bullpenned his way to 90 wins with a team that was expected to have a losing record. So, you know, it's the old Terry Francona, we used to talk about this when he was here, Joe Torre with New York. They never won Manager of the Year because you were expected to win. And inevitably, somebody takes a team with zero expectation, turns them into a contender, and that guy wins.
TC, Kimbrel turned down the qualifying offer from the team. Is that expect? I guess we kind of expected that, but what does it mean? And I don't think he's coming back anyway, so what does that mean now?
No, I don't either. Yeah, it's totally expected. He's going to get a multiple-year deal. I think he's going to get a Chapman-type deal. I really do. Four or 5 years at 15-plus a year. And the Red Sox aren't going to be the ones giving it to him, I don't think. I told you guys this for a few weeks now. I think you've got to look at a whole new back of the bullpen. I think Joe Kelly's going to be gone. I think they'd like to keep him, but again, I think it's just going to get too expensive to keep them. And so I think you're looking at Brazier and Barnes taking on bigger roles, and then you're going to have to go outside. There's a lot of interesting names out there, and it might be like a J.D. Martinez last year where you waited till the end of the offseason to get your guy at your price, and fans don't want to hear that because they want everything locked up early in the offseason. But, you know, I start with Andrew Miller. He's a guy whose price come down because of the injuries. He's pitched at Fenway. Dombrowski drafted him sixth overall with the Tigers back in 06. So they've got history. Left-handed, can help you in a number of ways. You know, bullpen by committee is a dirty expression down here from a long time ago. But I think you might have less of a traditional closer here now and more of a group of guys who you can mix and match and get through situations. Barnes and Brazier will be part of that. I take a flyer on Dave Robertson. Joaquin Soria's out there. Kelvin Herrera, they tried to trade for from Washington. There's a lot of guys out there who can help you rebuild that bullpen.
I'm a little surprised to hear Joe Kelly is not coming back. I mean, if there's anyone on this team that seems like he might be eligible for a hometown discount, especially if he's a closer, it might be him.
And he says he wants to stay. It's an important point. If I'm looking at the crystal ball, I don't think the Red Sox allocate the resources to match what other teams are going to give him. Somebody's going to give him big-time closer money and take a chance on him as a closer. And he could be in that mix with the Red Sox. I just can't see them giving him long-term deal with big money. I just, you know, they've got to start getting that payroll back under control a little bit. You know, and over the next couple of years, they got a chance to do that. If they keep locking up long-term deals, especially with relievers who come and go, remember, as good as Joe Kelly was in the playoffs, and I really like Joe Kelly. I think he's a great fit in Boston. He had 4 months in which his ERA was over 8.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a bumpy road for Joe Kelly this year. And if you can get him for that hometown discount, I'm all for it. I'm not saying don't keep him. I'm just saying I don't want to see him go, you know, 4 years and $50 million to keep Joe Kelly.
Tom Karen, Red Sox Bruins insider at Nesson with us here on The Huddle, 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. One more question on the awards, kind of off the Red Sox, but what did you think of Ohtani getting Rookie of the Year over the two Yankees?
Yeah, you know, it felt a little gimmicky, didn't it? You know, I'm no Yankee fan, obviously, but, you know, I thought Ohtani, with the amount of time he missed and the fact that he was in and out of the lineup around the pitching, you know, had he done what he did as a pitcher and a hitter through the season and posted some numbers, I'd have been all for it. I just felt he missed too much time to compare with those other two guys. I had him third on my list.
Mm.
I think it's great for baseball. I think a lot of voters were caught up in the excitement and the pizzazz of it. And make no mistake, he was special at the beginning of it all, but it just kind of faded as the year went along, didn't it?
I liked it, actually. I'm not going to lie. I liked the novelty of it, and they don't call it the most valuable rookie. They call it the Rookie of the Year, and I felt like he was the story of the year.
He was the story of the year. I'm just not sure he was the best rookie. And you're right. They don't call it the best rookie. They call it the Rookie of the Year. But he was rookie of about two-thirds of the year.
Yes.
You know, and the other guys were rookie for a full year. So I go with that definition.
TC, I want to ask you about this. The Athletic posted this article last week, and they weren't necessarily advocating for it. They were just bringing it up. What do you think about the idea of Bryce Harper maybe being a fit for the Red Sox?
Yeah.
They don't know if Martinez is going to stick around beyond next year. They don't know about Mookie in the long term. What do you think about Harper as maybe insurance on those guys?
Yeah, I've got some reservations on that. I mean, you know, he was not always the best clubhouse fit in Washington. We know what he can do on the field, but he always seemed to be in the middle of some drama. And I do think, I'm not a fan of chemistry wins games. I don't believe in that. But I believe bad chemistry loses you games. Mm. And especially here in Boston. And I don't want to say he's a bad chemistry guy. I don't know that for a fact. But boy, I think you bring him and drop him in the middle of this lineup, in the middle of this clubhouse where you've got such mild-mannered guys like Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley Jr. and Xander Bogaerts and even J.D. Martinez. You put in a massive personality like that, and you're going to bring in some choppy seas. Is it worth it? Maybe. The talent's there, no doubt about that. But there's injury questions, and there's questions about his personality, and you're going to have to tie up a lot of money before you can do that. Take that money and lock up Mookie Betts. That's what I said.
Well,
you know, if you're gonna do that, get me Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts and keep these guys here because we know they can perform in Boston.
Well, TC, no choppy waters for Mookie and the team right now. Everything's all smooth. The relationship is fine or what?
Well, right now, sure, because they haven't talked about money. You know, he's got his gold glove, and he's going to get his MVP on Thursday, and he's got his World Series trophy, and everybody loves him. I mean, what's not to love? It's gonna, you know, listen, he's turned down every offer they've made over the years. He's gone to arbitration. He's gotten his money. They've never come close to getting a deal done from what we've seen. And you know, they're going to have to, you know, listen, Harper is going to get his money. You're going to see Machado probably not get the money he was going to get 2 months ago. But these deals are going to instantly set the baseline for where you start with Mookie Betts. I mean, this guy's going to be an MVP. I believe he will win that on Thursday. And I believe he'll end up being one of the highest paid players in the game. And I think he's worth it. And I think if the Red Sox, you know, if I'm the Red Sox, I got to get it done here in the next 12 months because I do not want to go into the 2020 season with him being a pending free agent. You got it as it is this year with Xander Bogaerts. We'll have to watch how that plays out.
No, I couldn't agree more. I say stay away from Harper at all costs and use it to sign Mookie.
Well, you can't sign both, can you?
No, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, you can't throw 300 here, 400 here, 300 here. At some point, you know, I mean, at some point they become worth more than the franchise.
Right.
And, you know, so I just, if you're going to do it, give me Mookie. I know what he can do here.
I couldn't agree more. Hey, we're a few weeks away from the winter meetings. Anything big that you see happening there?
Well, Red Sox related, just the bullpen help. I mean, they, you know, they got to. Are they going to lock up Steve Pierce? Are they going to are they going to keep either Kimbrell or Kelly? And if not, who are they going to replace him with? So, you know, I'm going to be out there, not just because it's in Vegas, but because it's a really important time of year to cover. All right, mostly because it's in Vegas. The thing I'm looking forward to this year is what Rob Manfred's going to do here with the pace of play stuff. I think we're on the poise of on the verge of finally getting some of these things through. I think we're going to see a pitch clock next year in Major League Baseball. I really do. There's been more talk about restricting relief usage because we've seen so many. One idea I was just reading about this morning that a couple executives are throwing out there is you only get so many pitchers a game to use. You know, you can make four changes, and maybe you can only make one in an inning because, you know, they cut it back 4 minutes. That's great. It's 3 hours. You're never going to get this game to 2.5 hours. It's never going to be an NBA game, and it doesn't need to be. But you can't, you know, basically over the last 15 years, it has grown by 15 minutes. So you're adding a minute a year to the length of game. You got to stop it. You got to keep it at three or under. And now with, you know, we're watching Kevin Cash change pitchers in the first inning. Because he's using one guy, and then he brings the other guy, and then you saw Wade Miley throw five pitches as a starter in the World in the NLCS. So that's got to be stopped before it gets completely out of control. And I'm really looking forward to what baseball decides to do because they got to do something, and I think they're going to do it this offseason.
TC, let's get you two hockey-related questions to get you out of here. Tuukka Rask is back with the Bruins. Do we know exactly why he left?
No. And you know they. When they say it's a private matter, you got to respect his privacy. You know, that's how you keep everybody from digging into it. You jump right out there and say it was a private matter. They say it's not health related. He looked healthy enough today, talking to the media, saying all the right things. He alluded to a family issue. He said, you know, I have two jobs. One's being a goalie for the Bruin, and the other is being part of my family. And sometimes you got to step away and take care of your family. So. You know, you give them your thoughts and your prayers and your support, and you hope everything on that front is okay. But I'm going to judge you on what you do between the pipes, and it's been spotty at best. So, it's easy to speculate was the off-ice stuff affecting him on the ice. We probably will never know. But he took time off. You hope it's all cleared up now because I need Tuukka Rask playing better in net. Halak's been good, but... You know, he's probably already played twice as much as they thought he would at this point.
Yeah.
Playing back-to-back. He's got to play tonight, I would think, right? You got to have him in there as is it tonight or tomorrow night? Tomorrow night, thank you. I'm not used to Wednesday games. They usually play Tuesday. But he's got to be in there as the road trip begins in Denver tomorrow. And you can't, you know, Halak's been great. Yeah, he's been great. But I don't want him playing 70 games.
TC, I'll get you out of here on this as a guy who's watched and covered hockey for a while. Your thoughts on Martin St. Louis, UVM product, inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame yesterday.
That's great. One of my favorite players to watch in college and on as a pro. You know, that French connection back in the day at UVM, and Tim Thomas and Nett and Eric Perrin, and, you know, all those guys were just so much fun. I think that was a Frozen Four when they went to Cincinnati and lost. Right at the end there. It was a great UVM team. I love those kind of players. He just could fly like the wind, could fire off a shot in stride. You know, the kind of guy who in full stride could accept the pass and fire it on net before you even knew he had the puck. And just so much fun to watch. And a great, you know, great character guy to talk to off the ice as well that I've had the chance to do a few times over the years. So couldn't be happier for him. It was great to see that in Toronto and I know a lot of people up in Burlington must be pretty happy for him.
All right, TC, let me help you out a little bit since you are so kind to come on with us every week. Stay on 12, hit on 12, stay on 13.
Well, Saturday night, you can whisper in my ear. All right? Yeah, I got some strategies, but listen, trust me, this isn't the MIT guy crashing Vegas and doing 21, all right? You don't have to worry about that.
I love it. TC, we'll see you Saturday. Appreciate it, my friend.
See you at the Burger Bar. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Tom Karen. Join